We are T-minus 25 days away from the start of the A-League season. That's what we are. And Scotty Jamieson, I'm sure, is looking forward to that. By goodness, he looks fit on the photos he's posting on the gram, the Melbourne City captain. He joins us again. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mate, you are looking ripped to bits, like a piece of granite, just chiselled at the moment.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that description. It's been a tough pre-season, but I don't think I've changed too much in regards to anything I've done prior. So maybe it's just the dad bod now. Usually the dad bod goes the other way, the muscly way.
We did speak to you earlier, about a month ago maybe it might have been, and you're in Fat Club, which is extraordinary when you see the size of you. It must have been Fat Club, the success of Fat Club.
Yeah, all those extra sessions, it's paid off, obviously. But yeah, I'm getting a bit of jealousy from the dads in my neighbourhood because instead I've gone the other way. Instead of blowing out, I've blown in.
Man, I'm very, very jealous. Don't worry about that at the moment. You are looking an absolute treat.
It's like another universe to me.
Hey, we're 25 days away, as I said, from the season opener. December 30 for you is when your first game is, and you take on Sydney FC in the grand final rematch. Is that the perfect way for City to start?
Yeah, why not? I think, essentially, you want to come up against the best, and the best of Sydney FC to beat us in the final. So, great start for us. I think we're in a very good place at the moment with our pre-season, having played Melbourne Victory and both Western United already. So we've got one or two more games, and then it's Sydney FC who are currently in Qatar with the ACL. So we're very excited with the fixtures and looking forward to the first one on the 30th.
And I guess, Scotty, there's got to be a fair bit of confidence after what you achieved last season, albeit not getting the final result, getting so close, that you would have some momentum coming into this year.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think essentially, what we've done in pre-season so far has gave me more confidence.
Yep.
Just based on the fact that, we haven't shied away from what we did last year. We've actually improved and built on that. And that's the key. It was important that we continued on that trajectory of where we wanted to go as a club and as a team. And essentially, we've done that so far. And so that's been the pleasing thing. It's just about continuing when it really matters, come December 30th and onwards.
Because that was going to be my next question, because history says across all sports, you'll get the teams that get close and not quite get there, but then they get comfortable and then they drop away straight away. Then you get the other teams that get close and they use that as a sort of almost fuel to the fire to get themselves to the next level. And it can be sort of sensed through that next pre-season. That's kind of what you're saying is the case with Melbourne City.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, like going off an example closer to your listeners, it would obviously be GWS, who made the grand final and then, fell away hopelessly last year. So it's something that when you get close, I guess there's only two ways you can go, and it's either down or up. And essentially, what we're doing now and what we've done over the past 2 months in pre-season gives me hope that we're going to go upwards. But like anything, talk is cheap, and the actions are the one that are proof. And it's essentially working hard day in, day out, which we've done, but continuing that right up until the final day of the season next year.
Now, you've got a new coach, but the sort of the feeling is that you're going to play a fairly similar way with a fairly similar squad. Is that a fair assessment, or would it be a bit different?
Yeah. No, it is. It's going to have the DNA of what we started last year, albeit you throw in characteristics that Patrick possesses, intensity, passion, some real DNA of him as a coach and as a player. But, yeah, I think, you'll find when you watch us, it'll be very similar to last year, but in saying that, it'll have to be improved, because if we stand still, we're not going to win anything. We have to improve, and that's been the mantra this year is really improving on what we did last year and building on that.
Speaking of building, there's been a lot of development out there at La Trobe Uni where Melbourne City are based. I remember the first season they moved out there, Scotty, where it was wheelie bins for ice baths and that sort of thing, and a pretty primitive surrounds out there at La Trobe. Just paint a picture of what the facility is like now for Melbourne City out there.
Yeah, look, I remember seeing pictures of the facilities under the name of Melbourne Heart, and it was pretty bare, with like you touched on the wheelie bins and everything like that. But yeah, our facilities are second to none these days. Anyone who who has seen it will attest to that. You know, obviously we've got the main pitches. You know, we've got a facility that cater for the men, the women's, the academy. You know, we've got. I've only seen one or two AFL facilities, and you know, this one, the City Football Academy, you know, definitely rivals it. Thanks to La Trobe, but also the owners, we've created probably one of the best facilities in Australia. So we're very fortunate as players, but it's something that you come to work every day and definitely thankful for, but also encouraging to work harder.
Yeah, well, it's a great incentive, I reckon, to get there and do your business, but also it makes you a destination club when you've got that level of facility to attract new talent as well, which is what City have been able to do through the journey as well. And we look forward to seeing you back out there in 25 days' time, 26 days for you, or actually a few more, 28 days for you to get out there and take on Sydney FC and see how far you've come in a short period of time, mate. Nice to chat. Look after that chiseled rig. We'll touch base soon.
Always a pleasure, boys. Hopefully see you sooner rather than later.
That would be nice.